Welcome to Equipped, a podcast by Connection Church. Equipped is a conversation about multiplying gospel community and fueling spiritual growth. We have one clear goal, to equip leaders to multiply. We want to help people follow Jesus, make disciples, lead small groups, and plant churches. My name is Kate.
And I'm Morgan.
And we'll be leading you through today's conversation. Let's get equipped.
So today we're talking about seasons of transition. We're excited to talk about this. Right now we're getting into tomorrow's May already, 2024. So we're actually getting towards the middle of the year, which is crazy to think about. It's gone by so fast. But Kate is graduating college here very soon, like in a few days.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to live life, but we kind of both are experiencing a little bit of transition, so we thought that's something we would talk about today. So, but just to get us started, like I said, Kate, really smack dab in the middle of it, you graduate officially what day is today? In 7 days.
Yeah, wow. A week from today.
That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that. Like, what does that look like for you practically in your life? What does that look like kind of spiritually? What are you feeling?
I'm excited. I think that this is a day I've been looking forward to since the day I started going to school. I just am trying to finish finals and stuff. But trying not to get too far ahead of like where I am. Because I know like a lot of my friends are leaving. And starting full-time jobs, and I'm rolling on full-time here, and into a new job position. Like, there's just a lot of different things that are going on. So I've just, like, really been trying to get poured into by, like, my small group leaders, Madison mm-hmm. and Jessica. And
shout out.
and Caroline Thurman, who disciples me. Shout out. And just, like, all my friends who, like, I would consider my, like, 5 close community people.
Yeah. You
know? But it has been like very like to be very honest with y'all. It's been hard to like open up my Bible just because I feel like I've had so much to do. And April was crazy here. Mm-hmm. April was crazy for school. So I'm trying to like get back into the kind of swing of things, like the routine of waking up and getting into the word and figuring that out. But yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you touched on a lot of really good things there. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about them. But thank you for being honest. You know, not pretending like transition is always clean cut and exciting only and, you know, so much fun, even if you are excited, like it can be difficult and it can be busy. And most of the time it is when we're going through different transitions, can be a little bit bumpy and a little bit unknown, you know, and it's easy to get distracted with those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that you kind of talked about was not like you're just so excited, you know, you're so excited to be graduated and be done and to go into this next season. Yet here you are right now in this season, mm-hmm. you know, and not rushing through the time. And so what are like some things that you can think of that you've kind of kept in your heart during this time to not only think of, okay, this comes next, but to remember like, here I am right now.
Yeah. I think a lot of my like whole life has been, oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be in that season. I can't wait to be here. So I've had a lot of experience in like wishing away the present for the future. Mm. But I think the biggest thing that I've learned about a season of transition, especially like one so big as like graduating school and going full time, is that in transition we're invited to lean in and surrender more. Mm. And learning to lay ourselves down and trust God because we are so weak, like, especially not spending time in the word, like, that's when, you know, doubt and all these things can, like, creep in, and so I am at my weakest, but, like, I know, actually, one of the verses that I've, like, really been clinging to is in Psalms, I can't remember the exact one, but it's for when I am weak, then I am strong. Mm. Because I think transition seasons aren't always like rainbows and butterflies, like you were saying earlier. Like, they can be hard. And I think that the Lord uses those transition seasons that are hard, and that you do find yourself at your lowest or at your weakest, that he makes you strong in those, which I think is just really promising. And I think that it's hard to sit in the present when there's something so much more exciting and fun in the future. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about this earlier. Basically, in Joshua, it talks about Joshua 14 and 15 talks about the Israelites and how they still had battles to win after they entered the promised land. So we'll still always be in that kind of transition period, whether we're 5 or 50 or 105. Like, it's always going to be. But if we keep our eyes on the Lord, I think that gives the enemy no chance to kind of sneak in.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, in Joshua 14, 15, like, you've waited, even as a reader, I can't even imagine the Israelites, but as a reader reading the Bible, you've waited for, gosh, chapters and chapters for the Israelites to make it to the promised land. You know, mm-hmm. you're just reading it and you're like, okay, then they waited 40 years and you think, wow, that was a long time. But like, you weren't the one sitting there waiting 40 years, you yeah. know, and then they make it to the promised land and you must think that they felt like, like relief, like we're here, you know, but it wasn't like, boom, the Lord took them up to heaven now that they made it into the promised land. You know, they still had, just like you're saying, battles to win and life mm-hmm. to live. And sure, they made it and that was exciting, but God called them to something after that as well, you know. And as we were thinking about that, we've been in the 4:12 reading plan. We've been reading Ecclesiastes for the month of April, and it's kind of a lot about transition in a way. I mean, it's a lot about just everything that goes on in the world and everything that we don't understand and all the questions that it's easy to have, you know, as just a human living in the world. And it says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." And that just shows me so much that, like, this time we've been given it specifically, you know, even if it feels like, oh, I'm coming from one thing and I'm going to the next thing, and what's happening right now is just confusing and in between. There's a time for confusing and in between, you know, the Lord has ordered it so, and that's okay, you know, because he's with us in it. And that's the message that I get out of the book of Ecclesiastes in general, is that there are things that we don't understand in the world, and there are seasons that we don't understand that we go through. But even if we don't understand it, knowing that God is still in charge, you know, and accepting that, you know what, we don't have the answers, and it's okay, because the Lord does, and we don't have to. You know, that's an exciting thing for me, because when it comes down to me trying to force myself to figure it out and to have the answers and to solve it, I mean, it never goes well, because I can't do it. But knowing that the Lord does have the answers, even in the midst of my unknown, I can find much more peace in that. And at the beginning of, like, my Bible before Ecclesiastes, you know, it kind of gives you like an overview of what you're fixing to read. And that's exactly what it says. It says that life is not a puzzle to be solved, but like a picture to look at, and knowing mm-hmm. that I'm not going to understand it, but the person that painted it knows, you know, he knew what he was painting. And I just think that's so beautiful, because there have been so many seasons in my life that I don't understand, you know, and looking back, sometimes hindsight is 20/20, you know, and you might get it more and you might not. And just knowing that, like, okay, well, the Lord was working, and having peace in that. A silly kind of example, not anything like graduating college, but I have a concert coming up on May 11th, and I am so looking forward to it, you know, and that's 12 days away, because I'm counting. And I know, and I mean, I'll walk around and I'm not going to say it because both of our phones are going to react, but I'll say like S-I-R-I, you know, how many days until May 11th? And she'll tell me and I get so excited. But I have to be really careful about not getting so excited for May 11th that I'm just throwing away today, April 30th, that I'm throwing away May 1st and May 2nd and May 3rd. Because what is God doing right now, April 30th, that I'm missing because mm-hmm. I'm just so busy trying to get to May 11th? You know, there's a lot of danger in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing, I was talking to Jessica.
Two shout outs, one episode.
She's gotten one like every episode. But we were talking about seasons of transition and stuff. And she was talking about in her commentary for Ecclesiastes, it asked her the question, am I so focused on the future that I'm not in the presence now and not working for his glory? And am I working for his glory and not my own? Which I think is a great question to ask because I always am future focused, but mm-hmm. I need to be more in the present.
Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, we're not going to get it perfect and that's okay, you know, because grace and things like that. But just knowing that it talks in the New Testament all the time about like just trusting the Lord with it, you know, and giving it to God and not necessarily like to having wisdom to plan your future, but not putting all of your eggs in one basket mm-hmm. of the future because mm-hmm. we don't even, because tomorrow's not even guaranteed, right. You know? And so to live today as if, what if tomorrow's not going to happen? You know, what if today is my day to tell my mom the gospel and this might be the only day she hears it? Well, you know, I might as well try, you know, right. Not wait until, you know, I know that's actually a real situation. I'm going to see her May 8th, not wait until May 8th to see her, but I have her number now. I have my phone now, you know, like, just not waste the time that God has given us.
Right.
I read one time in, there's a book called The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. And kind of the premise of the book, if you don't know it, is there's like a big experienced demon. Don't freak out. It's a really good book. But a big experienced demon. And he is like in charge kind of. And he's telling this little new learning demon how to quote unquote win souls over to the kingdom below. So these are demons talking about how are we going to get people to go to hell, essentially. And the big demon tells the little demon, hey, don't worry. You don't have to get people to outright deny their faith. That's really difficult and people aren't going to do that. But he tells them, if you can just get them distracted for long enough, they will be in the kingdom below before we know it. And that's just a little bit terrifying, but it's sobering too of like, the enemy wants us distracted. You know, he wants us to look to the future and look to the future and worry about the future and waste the time that we've been given right now so that we're not using it to glorify God.
Yeah.
And that always has stood out to me.
Yeah.
Ugh. But I also think about another verse we were talking about earlier, kind of changing the focus a little bit, is Romans 8:28. That's mm-hmm. like a really, you know, well-known verse, but it says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. And just going back to like having faith, you know, that God is working in this moment and that I might not see it now, or I might see it now if I'll just slow down and be quiet and look and listen. You know, we've talked about that before recently, about hearing God's voice in the silence and just having faith that like, Lord, I mean, that's such a popular song of like, even if I don't see it, you're working, you know, but like, even if I don't feel it, even if I don't see it, even if I don't understand, and even if, you know, I might never see it, just know that like you're still working in the midst of these things and having faith that God is bigger and God is greater and God is at work even when we don't notice it.
Right. Yeah. That's good.
What do you think about like how in you in a season of transition has having faith or trying to go back to just like the basics of the faith kind of affected you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if this really answers your question. Say it one more time.
Well, really, I don't know if I asked it right, but what I'm trying to ask is like, just going back to like, just faith in Christ and faith in Christ and faith in Christ, even mm-hmm. if you're not reading your Bible, or even if you're not having time to go to spend 4 hours with a mentor every other day, you know, or things like that, how has that helped you in a season of transition?
I think that it's shown, I feel like my brain is like, because I have so many different things I think I could go with, but I think like short answer is it's changed a lot about the way that I see worship, like singing worship, not just like worship in general, because I think that And this has kind of changed, like, over the semester, but I think especially, like, since, like, the beginning of April, maybe a little bit before, like, March, I feel like I just feel so much more drawn to be on my knees during worship, and, like, it's so much more intimate to me than it was before. And so I think, like, really breaking it all down, and not starting over, but kind of just starting from, like, the bottom, has, like, really rebuilt the way that I see spending time in the Word, and specifically with worship. Like, that is one of the, like, better ways I feel like I could probably explain that. Just because I feel like that's one of the, well, in April, that was, like, one of the only times that I really got to, like, be with the Lord, like, intentionally. And so I feel like I really used that time and was able to use that time to really be there and just be in the moment, rather than being like, I'm so busy, I could scream. So, yeah, I think that would be, like, my main thing.
Yeah, that's great. Man, I love that you said that, because Seth and I, you know, we're preparing to go overseas at some point, and it keeps getting pushed back and keeps getting pushed back for various reasons. And we're trying to just, like, give that to the Lord. But in the midst of, like, so much unknown, I mean, nothing for us is set in stone right now. You know, we don't know what country necessarily. We have some countries that seem to be where the Lord is leading, but there is no commitment yet to a country. There's no commitment yet to a time, like a day or a time of the year, because it keeps getting pushed back. You know, there's no commitment yet to a team that we're going to. And sometimes that's all you can do, is just, like, sit there and accept the unknown and say, God, you are still good, and I'm still going to worship you. You know, put yourself in a position. Don't put yourself in a, well, I guess you can't put yourself in a transition if you want to, but put yourself in a position that almost maybe, if necessary, forces you to worship. I mean, when you walk in to this, to the auditorium on a Sunday morning at approximately, you know, 9:07 or something, there will be worship happening, period. Yes. You know, you walk into the auditorium at 11:07, there will be worship happening. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's, I have to do that sometimes, working here at the church on a Sunday morning, even if I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things to do, you know, worship starts and I'm just going to go stand in there, because when you're in there and there's worship happening, you will worship, you know, and just know that, like, this might be my only chance, just like you're saying, to just give it to the Lord and spend time looking at God only. And I'm not going to walk back out of these auditorium doors until I spend the next 15 minutes worshiping.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
Praise God for, you know, our worship team that gets up there and leads us in that. Because I don't think they know how much that time is special to us, you know, sometimes. And everyone else that is working hard in their jobs and working hard for the Lord and leading connect groups and things like that throughout the week, to have, you know, a few minutes that you don't have to do anything other than worship the Lord. You know, it's huge to make time for that in your life. So
yeah.
I'm glad you said that. And I'm glad you're doing that too. another thing we had mentioned when we were kind of brainstorming about just transitions is the importance of community. Yeah. And you talked about that a little bit, Jessica. No, just kidding. Three shout outs. but yeah, having connect group leaders, having someone that mentors you, having people around you to continue to point you to the Lord. Community is something that it sounds like has really been important to you during this time.
Yeah.
Would you say that has made a difference?
Yes. I think that community, which I talk about this all the time, if someone was to ask me, like, long story short, the way that I came to the Lord, like, to know the Lord, it would be through community. And so I've really just, like, clung to the idea of how important community is, which it is. And I've seen that. So I always talk about it. But yeah, I would definitely say community is, like, the biggest reason as to, like, why I've kept pushing on, and, like, the, I don't know, they just always know what to say when I don't, or when I have really hard questions in connect group. And I don't know, it's just, like, it's just different when you have somebody to walk alongside you, to hold you accountable, to go to church with you, like, to sit with you, and just, like, you can ask them all the questions. You can say, like, something that you might think is dumb, but, like, you really are wondering. And know that they aren't going to judge you, and they're going to want to help you, like, find the answer, find someone who does know. So, yeah, I would say community is a huge part of, I think, every aspect of following the Lord. So,
yeah. Yeah, there's kind of two sides to that community coin. like one side being while you're going through a season of transition or any season that's difficult or happy seasons, just all the time, lean into your community, you know, yeah. like have people around you and call upon them like for what that they're there for. You know, it's, there's a danger there of being in community and going to connect group every week and never really mm-hmm. opening up, never calling them when you need them, never doing things with them in the rest of life, you know, just going to connect group from exactly 6 to 7:30 and not opening your mouth and leaving and coming back next week. And that's not 100% what community is there for. You know, I would say that's better than not doing that.
Right.
But like involve them in what's going on with your life, you know, and allow them to speak into that because that's when they really start to make a difference.
Yeah.
And then the other side of that coin being, be that community, you mm-hmm. know, like when you see the person in your life that really seems to be very busy, really seems to be struggling, really seems to be doing some sort of transition. Don't just believe the lie that, oh, they're too busy. I'll just leave them alone right now, you know, but take that opportunity to ask them to lunch or say, hey, do you have 5 minutes right now just to sit? And I just want to know how you're doing, you know, or give them a phone call later that night. It doesn't have to be like a 2-hour conversation, you know, just say, hey, I was thinking about you and I'm checking in on you. And I just want to make sure that you're doing good. How can I pray for you? You know, those things mean a lot to people. They mean mm-hmm. a lot to me.
Yeah.
When people reach out like that. And, if they truly can't fit it in, okay. You know, don't force them to meet with you or whatever, but, don't think that it won't mean a lot to them for you just to send a text and say, thinking about you. I know you have a lot on your plate right now. I'm praying for you and you can let me know if you need any help, you yeah. know, and really being there for those people during those yeah. times.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's kind of all of the notes we had, but the biggest thing that we've mentioned a few times now, the biggest thing that's important for me to remember is it can feel so often like, you know, and we've talked about this, where am I going next? What is happening next? What should I plan on next? What can I prepare for next? And just remember that, like, we haven't made it, quote unquote, made it until we are face to face with Jesus in heaven, you know? Yeah. And so it's always going to be a transition. Day one to day whatever, you know, our last day here is going to be a transition. And so it's kind of what Ecclesiastes says. At some point, we just have to make peace with it, you know, not in a, like, sad way, in a happy way. Like, we get to accept that we're never going to be in control. We're never going to have it all figured out. We're never going to really sit there and be at the finish line until we're with Jesus. And that's okay. That's actually good news because we can trust in the person who has ordered it all, you mm-hmm. know, and who has decided that it's all going to be worked out for our good, and have faith in that and believe in that. Take a deep breath and say, Lord, in the middle of this transition, I need you, and trust him to come through. And then just keep doing it.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.